Hey, T-Dub Queens listeners, we got something a little different for you today. My other podcast, my side piece, the one I ain't gonna put a ring on. Just kidding, I love you too, boo. So Many White Guys just went live with our second season. The first episode is up, so go listen to it. Plus, here's a little teaser of what you'll hear in season two, and be sure to subscribe to So Many White Guys wherever you get your podcasts. That's spelled S as in Sam, O-O-O as in three orgasms. Many White Guys. You have spelled white guys so many times in your life that I'm not going to spell out to you. So just go ahead and check it out. Enjoy!
So Many White Guys.
So many.
So many white guys.
White Guys, I'm your host Phoebe Lynn Robinson, and I'm back with a second season of your favorite podcast. In this show, I'll be getting deep with my favorite pop culture icons.
Oh, Phoebe, wait, before we go any further, I just want to let you know that when you say go deep, it makes me horny.
Whew. So, as you can see, I'm chilling with my executive producer, Alana Glazer, my bestie from another pair of testies.
Yes, honey.
Each week, I go deep sea diving with some of my favorite people in pop culture. I'm talking to people of color, to women, to people in the LGBTQ+ community who are smart, funny, and gorgeous. This season, we find out what happens when we stop being polite and start getting real.
Getting real.
The real world.
So speaking of sex, this is a great segue.
Oh, God.
You've said in interviews in the past that you believe in sexual fluidity and gender fluidity and that you don't identify as anything. Could you kind of elaborate on that some more?
Yeah, I think that anything goes.
Yeah.
I like the banner of queer just because it, to me, doesn't really signify only sexuality. Like, it just can mean, like, other. And thinking about all the social conventions and going, like, actually, that one doesn't really work for me.
Yeah.
Or I can, let's reinvent that.
Hey, 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 Charlamagne. How does it feel to be on the other side? I mean, you interview people all the time, but now you're in the hot seat.
It always feels good because I always feel like I need therapy.
I'm going to get into meditation. That's like my next goal.
It's hard.
It's really hard. I either fall asleep or I just end up thinking about work the whole time.
I don't mind the sleep part because literally every Monday night, for some reason, I can never go to sleep on Monday nights. Like,
yeah.
I literally sit there and rub my wife's butt.
I feel like rubbing a significant other's butt would be very hypnotic.
It's necessary. I can't even go to sleep without rubbing my wife's butt. I can't ever go to sleep without rubbing my wife's butt.
Does that kind of backlash make you feel like you have to self-censor?
I'm the worst at self-censoring. Like, I, like, truly never learn a lesson. Like, everything I've ever gotten in trouble for, I've gotten in trouble for over and over and over again. And I've learned is the crazy part. It's like, I'll have a dialogue, I'll learn, and then I'll really think I'm coming at it from a different perspective, and then I'll get in trouble again. So that shows that I'm either, like, oblivious to criticism or the stupidest woman in the world or somehow managing to, like, shelter myself from all of this angry feedback.
Damn, Phoebe. So much emotional spelunking you do on this show. You're like a black Diane Sawyer. You're like a young-ass Oprah in a post-Trump world.
Aw, thank you so much. You just heard St. Vincent.
Legit my fave.
Charlamagne the God.
Seriously, love him.
And Lena Dunham.
Yum!
You should have recognized their voices, but in case you've been living under a rock, now you know. The season begins on Tuesday, January 24th, so subscribe now, and I'll just be slide it into your feed. You won't even notice it.
She's crafty.
No. No Beastie Boy references.
She don't mess around. She's crafty.
Okay, you know what? That's it. I'm turning off the mics. We cannot have that on my show.
It's crafty.
So many white guys.